Welcome back to Eagles Nightly here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com, and we're bringing back one of our favorite segments from last season, our Fantasy Spin segment, and of course we have to bring back our resident expert Joe Dolan from FantasyGuru.com to deliver the latest knowledge, and we also have our very own Bo Wolf, who's going to debate with Joe back and forth on some of the hot topics facing fantasy owners in Week 1. And let's start with Michael Vick, franchise quarterback for the Eagles, but is he a reliable starting quarterback for fantasy owners? Joe, let's start with you.
Chris, an awesome starting quarterback for fantasy owners? Absolutely. Reliable, though, I think that might be too strong a word. If Michael Vick is on the field, the guy has the potential to be the top overall fantasy player, as he was in 2010. But can you rely on Michael Vick to be out there for 16 games? I think that's a question the Eagles have and a question that fantasy owners have as well.
And I think the key with Vick as a fantasy owner is your draft strategy. If you draft Vick, you need to get a reliable backup, a guy in the Jay Cutler, Ben Roethlisberger mold. Maybe reach for a second quarterback earlier than you would otherwise because of that unreliability.
Now, the Eagles have two explosive wide receivers, a Pro Bowler in DeSean Jackson and an up-and-comer in Jerry Maclin. For fantasy owners, which is the better option? Bo, I'll start with you on this one.
Well, especially in PPR leagues, I think you have to go Maclin. He's had more catches than DeSean the last 2 years, and I think he's primed for a big year. Healthy coming into the year, had the full preseason. I think Maclin has a big year.
You know, Macklin's healthy coming into this year, but DeSean Jackson is happy, and I think that's a big thing. If you're in a league that doesn't reward points per receptions, but might also give you some bonuses for big plays, I think the Eagles are going to take a lot of shots down the field to DeSean Jackson. I'd love him as a number three wide receiver on any of my fantasy teams, and he's got potential to be a strong number two as well.
Now, as good as fantasy is when it comes to the Eagles, we have to look at the rest of the NFL, and let's focus in on two running backs who have had some issues this offseason. You have Adrian Peterson, who's coming off the knee injury, and Maurice Jones-Drew, who just recently ended his holdout. Which is the better option for fantasy owners? Joe, go with you on this one.
You know, I think Maurice Jones-Drew, he is as rock solid and reliable as any fantasy back. You know, he led the NFL in rushing last year, despite teams being able to put 8 and 9 men in the box against the Jacksonville Jaguars. And remember that he didn't play in the preseason last year because of a knee injury. He recently admitted that he wasn't 100%, and he still led the NFL in rushing on that offense. Maurice Jones-Drew, far more reliable than Adrian Peterson.
The case, Joe, that I would make for Adrian Peterson is that, one, I think that Rashad Jennings is a better player than Toby Gerhardt. So I think that maybe MJD splits some carries. And the history of guys coming off holdouts is not so great. Chris Johnson obviously wasn't very good last year. I think Adrian Peterson, if he proves healthy, and that's the key, if he looks healthy the first couple weeks, I think he's the guy who maybe has a bigger year.
Now, you look around the league and some of those steady receivers year in, year out, guys like Andre Johnson, Larry Fitzgerald, Calvin Johnson from a fantasy standpoint, but two up-and-comers in A.J. Green and Julio Jones are being drafted very high this season. Who's primed for the Bears season? Well, I'll start with you on this one.
You know, I'm going to stick with A.J. Green. Julio Jones is getting a lot of love from fantasy places all over the place, but A.J. Green had a more productive year. He's the focal point of that offense, and I think as good as Julio Jones is going to be this year, he still has to share the ball with Roddy White, and I think A.J. Green is the guy I'd rather have.
But I think overall the Atlanta Falcons have the stronger passing offense. Matt Ryan is a more seasoned quarterback. He put up some big numbers last year. If Julio Jones can stay on the field, I think he's got a chance to catch 75 to 80 balls, if not more, but he also has that big play potential. I think the Falcons are just going to have a more consistent offense, and Roddy White is going to help free Julio Jones up for some of those big plays.
So either way, fantasy owners will be happy with whichever one that they choose. Now, last season, Cam Newton of the Carolina Panthers had a record-setting season for a rookie quarterback. So everyone's looking at Andrew Luck, the number one overall pick in this year's draft, and Robert Griffin III, the second overall pick of the Redskins, thinking, well, they're going to have similar numbers, aren't they? Which one do you think will have the better season of the two? Joe, you can start this one.
You know, Chris, coming out of the draft, I thought Robert Griffin III was going to be the guy that I was going to attack in my draft, but because of the Cam Newton factor, I think people really got high on Robert Griffin III coming off the Heisman campaign, coming off of the great season both rushing and throwing the ball. And I've kind of started to lean back to Andrew Luck. He's looked phenomenal in the preseason. And I think the Indianapolis Colts' weapons are a little bit underestimated because they really didn't have anybody throwing them the football last year. I think the Colts have the weapons, and Luck has all the skills that he's going to need to become a very reliable, and I will say this right now, fantasy starter for this year.
Wow, and you know, Robert Griffin maybe didn't look as good as Andrew Luck did in the preseason, but let's remember that Cam Newton didn't look very good in the preseason last year. So I think Robert Griffin's going to be solid this year. I hope the Redskins aren't very solid as a team, but I think RG3 will be pretty good. And then Russell Wilson could be an option too as a backup. He's got the run-pass dual ability as well.
Look, the LeSean McCoys are few and far between when it comes to fantasy. More and more teams are going to a running back by committee format. So who are some running back sleepers when you're looking at the fantasy draft? Bo, we'll start with you on this one.
A guy like his Robert Turbin in Seattle, I think that Marshawn Lynch has the back issue, and Turbin's a rookie. He's moved his way up to the number two, and I think that Seattle running game is going to be very good this year. If Turbin gets some starts, I think he's an automatic in your lineup.
Chris, there's been two guys I've been trying to get on every single one of my fantasy teams. Number one is Ryan Williams, the running back in Arizona. I think they drafted him in the second round last year to take over the job from Beanie Wells. He tore his patellar tendon, but he looks healthy and quick in the preseason. And the other guy is Jacquizz Rodgers, the running back in Atlanta. I think Dirk Koetter wants to throw the football. Michael Turner has been an absolute zero in the passing game in his entire career. I think Rodgers is primed to take over a significant role in that team this year.
Very excited to have our Fantasy Spin segment back for the 2012 season. For Bo and Joe, I'm Chris McPherson, and thank you very much for joining us. We'll have more right after the break.